Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So you write a whole lot about living among the poor and how that has actually shaped your faith and changed it. I'm just so curious to hear more about that.
Well, Jesus said, blessed are the poor, and I always wondered why. And Jesus said, you know, when you serve the least of these, you're serving me. And I always wondered how. And so, you know, I just decided to do that and to meet and live among the poor. And I really recognize how much the poor readily trust in God and have so much more ultimate dependence on God than I did. Because they have to depend on him for their health and safety. They have to depend on them for their housing and for their livelihood. And so they're much less self-sufficient. We're just very aware of the brokenness of society and their own lives. And so the more I entered into their struggles, for example, I lived under the same conditions in the apartment complex. It was a total slum. But, you know, the poor, they can't afford anything else. I could have moved out, but we had roaches, we had broken heating, we had toilets that didn't work, and when it rained, our place got totally flooded. And so I lived under these conditions with the poor, and I realized, wow, they really do cry out to God so much more. They really do recognize their need for God so much more.
Mm-hmm. There's a desperation, there that we're not too familiar with.
Yeah. So I lived with, you know, in this apartment complex for like a decade, and then the conditions got so bad that one winter when it rained a lot, six kids had to go to the hospital for asthma attacks.
Mm.
That's just a clear case of environmental racism, that these individual kids weren't sick, but the environment was making them sick. And so we sued our landlord. The Christians decided, this is so bad, we got to push the landlord to make things better. And so we sued him. So what happened is our lawyer said, well, if you get more people in the lawsuit, you have a stronger case. And we said, okay. So we went to our neighbors and said, would you like to join us? And we organized so well that we got 200 of our neighbors to join in the lawsuit, and it became this gigantic movement and a big city campaign to actually push our landlord to repair our slum. So well, that's a long story in the book, too.
Yeah, it's a great story. And you had tons of support. And the way in which you went about it, it was very impressive. And the story is all in the book, and it's a great story. I want to ask you about, was there Christian faith in this community at this point?
What was going on at the time was, we were living there. As we got to know our neighbors, they take care of us like Roach and Casal. But then they began to ask us, can you help us? And so they asked for English classes and for tutoring. And then the boys wanted to start a gang. And we said, no, we'll help you start a boys Bible study group. It bonded so well, became so tight that it lasted for 16 years.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.